Dad?
Are we going to keep fucking doing this, dude? What the fuck is this?
This is a brand new bit.
What are you doing to me?
Dad?
It's not a brand new bit.
No, it's a brand new bit.
Some cringe you've been brewing up here.
No, this is the first time we've said this ever. Dad?
Walk around in the dark.
Dad?
Okay.
All right. No more dad bit.
What is that supposed to be?
I don't know. I just thought about like a kid like, Dad, you... I think you drank too much, forgot to pick me up again. And he's calling him from school. And the dad's like, "What? Your mom's supposed to come get you. You don't have me today."
Bingo.
My name's Stretch.
This is the last time you mess with Stretch?
And Fade.
You know what I was expecting? I was expecting to get a cute text or a voice memo on my phone because I included a very heartfelt bit in my newest Papa Meat video, which is funny because no one at the TMG studios actually sent me a message giving me a heartfelt message.
That's fine.
Which really goes to show, hey, who's watching my channel?
Air it out.
Right?
Let your feelings go.
And I thought I put a very beautiful part
you did.
In my video dedicated to you, and I was hurt. And what did I have to do? I had to be the battered housewife. That goes up to the fucking abusive husband who's been working all day, right?
Go.
And I sat there and I was like, did you see the did you see the thing I put on my channel? Or I don't know. And he's like, hold on. I'm working.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm working. Hold on.
Yeah. That's it.
And I didn't hear from you for 2 hours, and you just put lol back.
I don't even think I typed lol. I think I just typed ha ha.
Same fucking thing.
And then
thing,
I said,
dude.
That's crazy. I said, ha ha, that's crazy.
You know what I said to my editors? I was like, dude, this is going to get to him. I'm like, we're finally going to get to an emotional level. This is where our friendship takes it to the emotional side. And boy, I couldn't have been more fucking wrong.
We really connect?
Well,
what are you talking about, man? We're about to connect all weekend.
That's true.
Don't even tell these lies out here that I don't love you.
Whatever, man. Hey, you know what? Honestly, show it through practice, not your words, dude.
Dude, when I see you, I'm going to rub you down so hard. I'm going to
shit myself.
I'm going to take that poop, I'm going to scoop it up in my hands, and I'm going to just make art on your big old ass. I'm going to say, this is the kind of love you deserve. Leave her. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to corral you from the back, and I'm going to say, leave her. It could just be us.
I got a big old diaper butt.
Yeah. I'm gonna be like, she's always on you about shitting your big old pants. Not me.
Mm-hmm.
I want you in my house. I appreciate your poop. I want your diaper butt, you know?
Don't even think. I think that if someone actually shit themselves in front of me, I don't think I could physically take that. I think I would gag. Like, I think that would actually entice me to throw up.
Really?
I think so.
I'm not good
with smells.
Oh, okay. What if you didn't smell it? What if your nose was plugged? But
that's impossible. Well, then I would be like, okay, what are you, a fucking ghost shitter?
No.
How do I not smell your shit?
Like, I'm talking a context where it's completely
engineered.
Dude,
if you sit there and you plug your nose,
yeah.
No way. That wouldn't work.
I completely forgot to say, my special's coming out. When does this episode come out?
Wait, your special comes out tomorrow?
It does come out
tomorrow. I thought
tomorrow.
It was the 24th.
Well, no, this, the 24th, but this will come out. This episode comes out on the 23rd.
Oh, I see. So it is still.
Yeah.
Okay.
How
are you feeling? Are you jazzed up?
Yeah.
You pumped?
Yeah, I am. Because after, so I was like really struggling on how to promote it because I don't know. I talked to you a bunch about this, but I had the same, you know, things I told you where cutting a comedy special like trailer, it just feels so cringe. There's no. And I think it's the hardest thing to do because out of context, stand-up trailers just feel kind of, I don't know, weird. And so after I went out and shot those scenes, I started getting really excited about it. So now I'm really stoked. At the time we are recording this, I've just wrapped shooting those little Instagram scenes that you have maybe seen. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I was gonna say, are they gonna like release today? Or
Yeah, the first one's coming out today. And yeah, so then I'll do, I'm gonna do four leading up to it. And
nice.
Yeah. So I'm pumped and happy to finally get it out there. And I'm proud. I can say I'm proud now. It took me a long time.
That's a huge leap for you, because I think at first, I from previous conversations we had, it would not have been that.
No.
I don't think you would have said your
opinion. No. I wouldn't have. And you would know best. I told you all my woes and self-doubts, but now I think I'm proud, you know? I think I personally realized, like, you can't be that shitty to yourself. You got to appreciate the things you strive to do. And I went out there to do something, and it doesn't have to be perfect, and I can always make another one. And for all the work I put in, I'm proud of this one. It's good.
Yeah, that's good, man. That's a healthy mindset to have.
Thanks, dude.
I know. I'm so stoked to see the reception to it too.
Thank you, man. Yeah, you've been.
And I told him too. I said, you know, once this thing goes big and you start getting, you know, on Rogan, and I text you and I say, dude, caught you on Rogan again, dude. So funny. And as you slowly start to not talk to me more, I will say, oh my god. Well, dude, I was there before he went on Rogan.
Shut up.
And then he went on Shane Gillis's podcast. And then he went on this podcast and that podcast.
I'm going to make Hunter uncomfortable and call him out for being massively supportive to me off camera. And
I am. I won't even deny it.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Hunter has come see me perform when he can. And Hunter was really nice and watched the cut down of the special, which I would never ask a friend to do. And he actually did it. Really unprompted. You asked me for a link and I sent it, and I caveated with, you don't have to watch this shit. And you did. And I'm going to say very publicly, I really appreciate you for doing that and just being a friend through all this, man. So thank you.
It's very exciting seeing someone do things that are creative, and especially things that inspire them.
Thanks, man.
You find out very quickly that a lot of people don't do that.
Yeah.
Even like other creators I know, I think are very comfortable with doing things that are like the things that they know will work, blah, blah, blah. So doing these new things, I think it's very good to always, and this is a lesson to all the viewers as well, is show interest in people's things and like be supportive where you can. Because also, one, you're going to see how good it is early on, and you get to see the evolution of things. And that was like the most exciting part, is seeing like the live show, then seeing the cut, and then now even just seeing like what's going up now. It's like it's been such a trial and error kind of like period. So you get to appreciate the actual growth of something versus just seeing the final thing and being like, oh, it was cool or whatever.
Yeah. No, that hits home, man. Really deeply. Now I'm getting a little emotional. Getting a little touched up.
Right. It'd be really funny if you close this podcast by just crying for 2 minutes.
Yeah. We can make it uncomfortable.
I kind of wish you would do that. I kind of wish you
just
would
start
do that.
Bawling. Really funny.
I'm like, all right, Noel, calm down.
This is a fucking crazy thing.
Jesus Christ.
It's pretty awesome, man. And it made me think that next year, I really want to put more effort into, I think, just like shooting and directing more. Like, I know you and I, we've kicked around like wanting to shoot like little silhouettes and, you know, just trying to start fucking around with like scripted stuff. And I think next year I'm going to put more emphasis on that. Can't do it all the time, but I know when I first started YouTube, that's like all I did was scripted stuff. And any opportunity I've gotten to like direct and work on like, I don't know, scripted edits, it's way more fulfilling. So not that there's anything wrong with YouTube, but I know you feel this. It feels good to like sink your teeth into something. And so next year I definitely want to put focus on that.
Your tour manager looks like the CEO of Buckle. If I had to imagine what a person that could be the CEO of Buckle, yeah, that's what your tour manager kind of looks,
yeah,
like.
Yeah.
He looks like Dane Cook in 2007.
Yeah. But just so confident that he didn't feel the need to pursue comedy. He just was.
Yeah. But see, that's the best part about it. He's just like, fuck this comedy, yeah, shit, dude. I'm gonna ride these little bastards, yeah, all the way to the top, dude.
Just locally sexy. And never had to do the Sufi.
Oh, that's unfortunate. That's the coolest thing. Or it wasn't the what is that? The shocker? It was like this.
Yeah, was that it? The super finger?
It was like the flip off, yeah, thing. He did that. I remember because I actually had a Blu-ray of or not a Blu-ray, a DVD way back in the day. Because I was a big Dane Cook head. Still probably am. But it was this failed HBO series. Yeah, I'm a cookhead. Yeah, I'm a cookie is what we like to call ourselves. The But back in the day, it was a failed season of a show he did, and it was like got horrible reviews, but I didn't know what it was, but it was called Tourgasm.
Oh yeah.
And that was the whole
what was that about?
Was like the whole branding of the whole thing. It was him. I know Robert Kelly still is pretty active with comedy.
Yeah, definitely.
But then like two other guys who I don't think are very active anymore. But it was supposed to be like a reality show drama about the woes of a comedian on the road and like the kind of the weird antics they get up to, right?
So just 30-minute episodes of guys doing cocaine on a bus.
It's them like basically just being like sucking Dane Cook's dick, them going to like play paintball, some weird forced conflict, and then it resolves at the end of the episode with them performing stand-up comedy in like a college town.
Right. Yeah.
That was every episode of Tourgasm.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. Yeah.
Dude, you should see if you still have that.
I 100% do. It's probably in, I have one of those old, I have like three of those old cryptic, extremely thick and large DVD book binders.
Yeah.
It's definitely in there somewhere.
Are you sad that Best Buy is not selling old media anymore?
Hell no, dude.
Okay.
Hell no.
You heard it here first, folks. He's not sad. Hell no.
Dude, I get my shit from Criterion.com. That's where I go. I go to VinegarSyndrome.com. I go to AeroVideo.com.
And we also go to BlueChew.com, which is the sponsor of today's video.
Dude, I saw some people talking shit about BlueChew, dude. Let me tell you something to those guys. My cock has never been harder and never been more purple in my life.
Purple?
So much
Damn.
Blood forcing its way
Damn.
Into my cock where it's almost, it's like bruised.
Yeah, just internal bleeding.
Yeah, actually, my appendix got so hard and ruptured inside my video. Yeah. My body.
Yeah, it got so hard you couldn't have sex because it was going to be an actual hazard.
Yeah, exactly. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. What do I say? That's me to myself in the mirror, like Willem Dafoe and Green Goblin. That's me talking to myself like that. Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, Blue Chew, dude. It's sick. Good product, man.
How are dildo sales doing?
Sold out.
Let's go.
I've gotten a couple, questionable screenshots from people. Don't know.
But have you received any new performances? Because you said, you know, people were like, "Oh, I'm down. I'm gonna sit on it." And then they got it, and they're not.
That's what I'm saying. I got a couple screenshots. That's all I'm gonna say.
Screenshots, not full performance.
Well, it's pictures. I should have said pictures, but I said screenshots.
You don't want videos?
I've seen people sitting on it, doing all kinds of things with it, and honestly, I stopped looking at them. It made me. I was like, "This. I think I've had my fill." Is what I said. And
so have they.
Okay, dude.
How hype would you be?
Damn good product, though.
How hype would you be if, you just saw the dildo like used, like not connected to you, like in a I don't know, some crazy like gangbang situation. What if the MC dildo was the star of a porn and you didn't even ask for it? Would that get you hype or would you not care at all?
I think it would be the same level of energy as if I saw a relative hit like a sports game on TV. Like if I was watching it and I was like, oh, there they are.
No. Okay.
I think I'd say that. Oh, look. I'd do that. Just maybe send a text. Saw you at the game. That's what it would be. It was something very similar to that, I think.
Texting an adult performer. Hey, saw the video. Nice.
Yeah. Did you like it? I'd probably, I haven't had anybody give an actual review, though, so I know that it's a bad product. That's the biggest problem.
Nah.
People will just shove anything inside them. That's like easy. Yeah. But the thing is, none of them are just like, this is great. I have not gotten that kind of review, unfortunately. So the design, you know, I don't think that it wasn't designed for pleasure, I guess, is the thing. It's more of a,
I still think it's the perfect desk ornament.
Yeah.
It's a nice little, put it on a shelf in the background.
What'd you do with yours, dude? What'd you do with yours?
It's in my office, but I laughed because, someone came to clean our house and I just forgot about it. And I'm like, where's the dog dick? Where'd it go? And then I just opened up one of my drawers and it was just laying in there. And I don't know why that image just like cracked me up. Like I just, like after like a long day, just being like, ah, shit, fucking.
I thought you were trying to say that the people put it in the drawer for you?
I think so. Like, I think they.
I kind of like that. Oh yeah, that's some like old that you know. Actually, Noel, this is actually kind of funny. I'm going to bring this up. Is that in an episode of Sex and the City, something similar happens to Miranda, and what happens is the maid finds her dildo collection, and when she goes to look for it the next day, there's a Bible in there. They're all gone.
That's rude.
So I was like, so they at least weren't.
You can't shove a Bible in your ass.
You probably could.
No.
I bet you there's Luke. A will, there's a way. I have seen some. Yeah, yeah. Pull that up real quick.
You don't have to do that. I think that, like, we have HR now. I don't think you can do that. Here, let me look it up.
Yeah. I don't really know if they can push past Psalms. Huh? How did that one? Did that land in the room? I can't really hear him.
You nailed it.
Okay, good. All right, cool.
Psalms. I thought you need those to get it in. All right.
Oh, I did.
Should I pose it? Should I pose it to Google like a question, or should I ask Siri? Siri, has anyone shoved a Bible in their
asshole? Hey Siri, has anyone shoved a Bible up their asshole?
What's going on here? Shut up, phone.
An asshole can be very stretchy, though. I'm saying if it. This is what I'm saying. Not a hardcover King James. I'm talking one of those like a
Motel Softies covers.
Yeah. Roll that up almost like a really thick Times magazine and just fucking shove it up there.
I feel like it can't. It would just be a. You know,
it'd be a complex horseshoe because it wouldn't fully roll. But I think that the thing though about it is that there's at least a beveled edge to where it wouldn't. I think that it would at least give to the muscle tissue. It wouldn't stab or poke. It would roll in.
Yeah, that's fair.
Someone's probably gonna have like one of those prolapse assholes that looks like just a head of cabbage. Probably like that kind of situation. Those are the people that are gonna be getting it in.
Yeah, so I just typed in Bible shoved in ass on
a lot of results.
No, it's actually a lot of stock photos of like hands just combing over a Bible. But so we got a Reddit post here. Hold on, let's see. It says someone paid sex worker to shove Bible in ass, but I'm calling bull because she's just kind of like putting it, like teasing it. Between her legs, like with a thumbs up. Oh, what?
But I call it bull.
I call it bull on that. Yeah, I don't think it's. I don't think it's.
This kind of reminds me. What was one of the things that someone who brought? I think Ovi brought up the guy. She was saying she knew that guy from Nebraska that was having sex with those like sex dolls.
Yeah.
In the mortuary. Do you have that link still, Ovi? Your buddy who
did
that.
I don't know him.
No, what Ovi? You're like that's.
I guess
best
I shouldn't
friend.
Have. I shouldn't have disclosed that. I'm the person that Ovi definitely doesn't know. Can you pull that up?
Yeah.
Oh my god! Did you hear the? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I should have never bought him those G.I. Joes when I was younger. Let's see this. Nebraska mortuary worker accused of having sex with life-size sex doll at deceased person's home. Which, you know what I saw when I saw this? I was just like,
wait, they took their home away?
Accused of having sex with life-size sex doll at deceased person's home. I think that it was like a guy who was going to pick up a body, potentially. Whenever I read this, though, I was like, well, the person who's dead's not going to use it. Why not?
Oh, my God. Yeah,
because what I thought, and also looking at this title, you would think that it could have been a much worse story. I thought it was going to be mortuary's guys having sex with all the cold bodies that he was working with. But no, he just found some sweet sex doll, and he's like, "Well, this is going to go unused. Hey, talk about landfill fodder." And this thing just probably wants to fill it up with a little bit of cummy bummies. Why not?
Just picturing this dude walking in that house. And just hooking it in his arm. Yeah. Just being like, I'm gonna take this if that's
no
cool.
Way. Even though the death was from natural causes, the 41-year-old Smith reportedly contacted the apartment's property manager and said the Sarpy, I don't like that name, Sarpy, fuck's sake, dude. Change your town, good lord. Sarpy County Sheriff's Office requested that he retrieve the sex doll for a biopsy. According to the court, I love that. There's a sex doll there.
How they had to put it in direct quotes for him, too. They had to put that in quotes, like just totally digging him out.
Biopsy.
fucking, all right, assholes.
A biopsy, don't fuck it. All right, I'll try my best not to. Ah, shit. Hey, Commissioner, you're going to want to see this. The manager declined the request, but he reported to the authorities that he later heard noises from emanating from the deceased person's unit. Awesome. Which had been secured with a deadbolt and chain. Good man. That's definitely a kid who definitely was masturbating at home a lot.
Yeah.
The manager says he saw Smith exiting the unit appearing disheveled. That's awesome. I gotta go.
Yeah.
Smith at some point told the property manager he would return with a warrant to take the doll, prompting the manager to call the police. Authorities examined the deceased person's apartment and, based on photographs that he had taken previously on the scene, determined that the object inside the unit had been moved. Yeah, do you think it's weird that 2 days ago it was sitting in this chair and now it's bent over this bed? Did you guys notice that?
Hold on, I need to reread that line. At some point, told the property manager he would return with a warrant to take the doll. That's so crazy to just show up with a pink piece of paper. Yeah, I got to take that thing. Yeah.
Well, I like the idea that someone was there to say no.
Yeah, true.
Or some party or something, they were just like, no, you can't move it yet.
Yeah.
And he's like, dude, are you really going to go make me get a warrant now? Yeah, bro, you better do
that. They both have their eyes on it and they're both trying to.
Yeah.
No, you can't take that, man. I think I could take it. Nah, you need a warrant.
dude, the fucking Sparty police said I could come up here first. All right. So
the syphilis police said I can take it. So I think I'm going to go ahead and grab it, man.
Man, this thing's bumpy, dude. Smith has been charged with burglary, criminal trespassing, and tampering with physical evidence, according to. I do like how this guy fucking this doll like could completely fuck over a case.
Yeah.
Well, there were semen samples in the doll. Yes, but that has really nothing to do with the case. Sorry. Dude.
Him in court when they're like putting him on trial and he's like getting annoyed. Just make sure they're like, sir, so when you retrieve, he's like, oh, what's the big deal?
Yeah. I thought you were gonna go the route with him being like they're questioning him. Was the product good? Would you recommend it? Or the guys are asking if it's like a purchase they should make. So, I mean, scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah, the judge and the prosecution, they're just really going in on it. So when you said it went right in.
Judge, what does this have to do with
the abstain, case? Abstain.
I'll let it happen. Substate that. Go ahead, you know, fucking mortuary assistant from Sarpy. They don't even say his full name. Go ahead, Sarpy Mortuary. What a terrible fucking county name. That's the only thing that's really the true atrocity here. I didn't give a fuck about the guy coming in the plastic doll or whatever. I just hate Sarpy, dude.
Yeah. Where is Sarpy?
I don't know. Or Nebraska.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Duh.
Sarpy County. Oh, my God. It's beautiful. Oh, my God.
What's the population in Sarpy County?
7.
Now let's get the over under. I'm saying 50,000.
I'm going to say 8,000.
Survey says that's way too many people. We got to kill like 3/4 of them.
We just need to fucking. You're Chinese. That's what you told me the other day, right? You're Chinese?
No, dude. I didn't say that.
You're like, my dad was on Wall Street and my mom was Chinese.
No, I didn't say that.
I'm from Singapore.
I was just offering to help you with your finance homework, and then you made the assumption. Did you finish college?
Did I finish college?
Yeah. I know you went to art school, but I don't know why I thought I dropped out, and then I finished. But I don't know why I thought you may have dropped out.
Why did you drop out and finish? If you dropped out already, you're already a millionaire. So why did you go back?
It's the lamest reason ever. For my dad.
Okay, I feel like there's a lot to unload there. I don't really know how to process that.
You can unload it. Basically, I dropped out, and then my dad beat the absolute shit out of me, and so I went back.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. I dropped out, and then I got a developer job, and then all my coworkers were like, I was talking about my degree, and because I got an email that said, if you don't finish this degree within one semester, all of your credits expire. And I only had to take like 3 classes to get the degree. And I was of the opinion that it didn't fucking matter and the degree wasn't going to help me anyway. But then all my coworkers said, dude, you're right there. Just do it. And one of them was like a super smart guy and he dropped out, but he was like, just go finish it. And then Alina was laughing at me and she said, dude, I've taken the classes that you need to take. I'll cheat. I can damn near do the class for you. Just do it. And then my dad was like begging me. He's like, I didn't finish college. You know, you're so close. So it was all, you know, all these people in my life being like, do it. And then I did it.
Do you use that degree today?
No.
So I guess it really didn't matter.
No, it didn't.
The name of it.
Nah.
No.
I can't.
Nah, dude, I didn't finish college either.
Did you not? Or are you fucking with me now?
No, I didn't finish. I dropped out probably, what was it, second semester freshman year when Social Network came out.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, why would I do, why would I finish college if all the richest people in the world didn't finish?
All right, you motherfucker. All right. Yeah. And then what'd you do?
But then I had some half ass fucking normie 9-to-5s tell me that I should finish my fucking degree. And I was like, oh, okay, I probably should. So I went back and got a fucking degree that I don't even fucking use.
What is your degree?
Making money. I went to DeVry.
All right. Okay.
This is the course called Making Money.
Oh, this is the one I signed up for.
Wow. This is the one I signed up for. No, I finished my schooling. I should have never gone. It was fucking stupid. It was either that or I just wasn't going to go to school. I had no desire to go to college. Yeah. I was dumb. I'm a dumb person. I was like, I got done with 12 years or 13 years or however long high school is. 15 years probably normally for people, right? Yeah.
Okay. I just got done with 7 years of high school.
It's like it prepped me for my doctorate. I applied to one school. I got in, so I was like, I guess I'll go. And it was an art school, if you even want to call that college. But which, you know, people, kids all the time, children, 8-year-olds that I talk to a lot. They say
in chat rooms.
In chat rooms and coffee shops and stuff. The
outside schools at, you know, at the bus stop.
Outside schools, playgrounds, lunchtime,
you know,
nap times, stuff like that.
When
I break into preschools and I talk to them during their nap times. people ask me though, they're like, I'm getting ready to go into art school. What would you do? And I was like, leave, dude.
Yeah.
Don't fucking go. Especially for if you're an artist, I'm like, one, an art degree does nothing. I tell people you should only go to college if you're so fucking socially inept that you can't make friends, you're bad at socializing with people, because at least then you will be forced to go into places that you are uncomfortable with. You will somehow find a way to learn how to socialize with people. I think college is very good at connecting people. That being said, otherwise, you know what I tell people? I say take out a $10,000 loan. Get a part-time job, use part of that loan to pay your rent, do whatever, and just fucking grind your art, go on YouTube, do traditional practices, go to workshops, do whatever you have to do, because that little fucking, that diploma from an art school is going to do nothing.
Yeah.
Nada. There's sometimes where art schools, though, like, the connections you make in art school can be beneficial. Like by you going there to a certain school, it's easier to get some industry jobs, like graphic design stuff, maybe like animation pipeline stuff. But really, I mean, like, you know, if you're a painter,
yeah.
First off, I'd be like, why the fuck would you need to go to school for painting?
Yeah,
dude. Like, come on.
Yeah, I remember I was working at T-Mobile, and this girl came in to reload her SIM card, and, she went to like an art school around the corner, and I forgot how it came up in conversation, but she was like, I go, what'd you major in? She goes, harp.
That's kind of a flex though. That's kind of a flex, especially the person who's graduated the harp degree. They definitely have that thing framed up when they're done.
Yeah.
The diploma, like the certificate, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what made it funny? Well, it's not funny, but it is funny. When she told me harp, she had this look of like distress. And then she kind of just started unloading onto me. She's like, yeah, I'm about to graduate. And the degree was like really expensive. And I'm not sure how I'm going to pay it off. Cause I,
oh, damn. If you trade in your iPhone 6 iPhone.
Well, maybe we should only load 50 texts instead of 100. And that would help with that first payment.
Perfect. Yeah. You with your full hair, nice fade, and you have like the T-Mobile shirt on and stuff like that. Great. Yeah. Do you want an OtterBox?
Nah, dude. I think I was way more insensitive. I think I was just like, oh, word.
Word?
Yeah.
Literally. Yeah, exactly. Word? Damn.
All right, well, that'll be 25.
Yeah, I'm actually going through some shit right now where I just dropped out, so I don't know.
Yeah, so I don't think...
This is my last week here.
I'm going to just go live. But I didn't get a harp degree, though. So, you know, I'm straight.
Are you trying to go? Are you trying to go get a job with the London Philharmonic? Is what you should.
I heard they got harps there.
I heard they play Sweeney Todd's.
Yeah, no. She then I think she name dropped. She goes, I got a studio gig once doing something for Kanye, so that was pretty cool. And I was like,
oh, dude, hell yeah! The rap game loves them harps.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, especially Ye,
that boy Ye.
Or is it Ye or Ye?
It's Ye.
Ye.
You can call him Ye. Ye. You want to call him Ye?
Ye. Is he back yet, dude?
Nah.
Can people like him yet?
Nah. He's out.
Oh.
He was getting, wasn't he getting head in Amsterdam on a boat?
Yeah, I saw his butt. It was really funny. Because I just pictured him farting on that boat, for sure.
That's
a little quick fart.
That's so wild, man. To just take one of those private tours and just tell the captain, turn around, brother.
Yeah. Glut, glut, glut.
Yeah, the Dutch captain is like, okay, your time has come to an end.
Is that what the Dutch sound like?
Like Max Verstappen.
Okay, so your time is coming to an end there. Yeah,
that's it. I think you did it better.
Oh, you made a mess in the back here of my boat. I guess I will clean it up with my rag. That's probably the exact conversation that happened.
Yeah, it's like, it's, you know, just makes me think about how many artists maybe would have burned out earlier, like in the early 80s and 90s, if there were fucking microphones on them, like in just public spaces. Like with the Beatles, like have not gone somewhere because one of them's just like, I think we should keep the drinking fountains separate. And they're like, whoa.
Oh, that's what they say. Like,
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
How great would that be, though? They say some shady shit like that, and then the clip ends with somebody just saying,
hey, we're going to cut away.
Oh, wow. That really makes it look like we were having a good time there. Oh, man. Jesus Christ.
I would have loved to see an AO in the time of, like, you know, I don't know, like medieval century or some shit. Just, I wonder if that phrase goes back, you know, like.
I like to think that it started with Harry Belafonte.
Okay.
You know who Harry Belafonte is?
No, I was actually about to ask Luke, pull that up.
He's the guy who, oh, I guess that's Deo.
Yeah.
Deo, Deo. Daylight come and me one go home.
You know, this fucker wants to go do karaoke this weekend with that voice. And he's like gaslighting me over text being like, bro, you could sing. I know you could sing.
What did I do?
You go, I bet you could sing a song by Journey with that vocal tone. And I don't fucking listen to Journey. So I take him seriously. I go, let me look up Journey, man. Maybe he's trying to pay me a compliment right now. I proceed to play Journey. I don't know.
That was one of the widest moments in my relationship with you so far, by the way. Is you being like, who's Journey? I was like, what?
Yeah. And
what do you mean, who's Journey?
Yeah. I knew he was sweating on the other side of that phone. I knew his thumbs were trying to push through the screen. He's like, you motherfucker.
You've definitely heard them in a commercial, asshole. Yeah.
And I went and put on Journey, and I go, oh, this is Journey. It was like every reference in like a Paul Rudd movie finally made sense to me. And then
there you go.
And so I go play it, and yeah, it's like just top of the, you know, vocal register.
Yeah, but I showed you example. You got that vocal register.
No, I don't.
I sent you that link.
Yeah, yeah,
remember?
Yeah.
I was like, you.
Yeah,
you
no, no, no. Don't, you know. He sends me a link to Sophia, and he goes, no, you meant, what are you talking about? Because I say, I can't sing. And he sends me this link, and he goes, bet, which was also white.
I thought I was getting more hood nerd by saying that.
I know, Hunt. You want a little crash course in vernacular. So what you should have done was you should have sent me the link. You said Cap.
Oh, Cap. I thought Cap was a dead meme.
No, Cap's been around.
Okay. Well, I didn't know. Well, usually it's in the white vernacular now.
That's
so
true.
I didn't know if it was that dead meme. Bro.
So I was in Nashville this past weekend. I was crying laughing, man. There are these three young white kids, and man, just the amount of like dead ass, bet, cap.
Yeah, dead ass is dead ass. I think when I hear people say dead ass and let's go on like in like I'll hear frat guys and they'll just sit there and be like, they'll be looking at their phone. This is what drives me fucking insane. They'll look at their phone like this and be like, let's go. That shit drives me up a fucking wall. Man, I think it's just I'm getting too old.
There's nothing more sexy than a fucking 180-pound white male in Ohio looking at his phone with dovetail hair coming out of a fucking trucker hat going, let's go, dude.
A Bass Pro Shop hat.
With two fingers,
Nike tube socks and Nike slip-on sandals. And they all dress the same, but that's beside the point. And then there's three smooth brain fucking girls off to the side. Is
that a reference to your
latest
Papa Meat video that I watched to completion? Yeah, it is.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. That's fine. I don't have to bring that up. But there's also always three to four women off to the side, like looking like they've never spoken a word in their life. And they're like looking at them like,
who is this guy?
Oh, my God. Like, what?
Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, not.
I think that's the State University experience, though. I don't think I never got into that, dude. If I went to like Mizzou instead of Kansas City Art Institute, I could have been that cool fucking guy, dude.
Now, you know what you would have been? You would have been the burly boy. They would have given you some shitty on the nose nickname, like, yo, don't fuck with Tank over there, dude. That's Tank.
I love that. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. And you would have had a mullet.
Yeah, so anyways, guys, I went into business.
Snapback Hunter would be disgusting, dude.
Snapback Hunter. I have curly hair. I can't really fashion it. I'm just round.
Yeah.
I wear the same polos as everyone else, except I'm fat as shit, so I just look like a fucking Saran wrap pumpkin. Yeah. I wear those khaki shorts.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm like going to formals and shit, or like, you know, frat parties and stuff.
And then all your frat boys who are like ripped are always making backhanded compliments to you. Yo, don't talk shit about Tank, man. He pulls. And you didn't even say anything.
Yeah. What's up?
Nah, he pulls, man. He might be a big fat fucker, but he pulls, man. Trust.
Yeah. They always say it during a time when I'm like eating like a fruit roll up or something. like a very odd thing to be eating too. I'm like sitting there, like the fruit roll up strands down. I'm like, and yeah,
nah. Tank Thanks, Bryce. Rolls, man.
Thanks, Bryce.
Yeah, he loves fruit roll-ups. He's a little fucking dog for those things, man.
Roof.
You leave a box of those out on the table, Tank's gonna clean them, man. He's the cleaner. That's what we also call him. We call him the fridge cleaner. We call him the eat everything guy. You know what I mean? But he pulls, man. He's our boy.
I've been trying to do better lately with most stuff.
Tank, dude, don't get down on yourself, man. You got to believe in yourself. Oh, God. You're a stud, bro.
Dude, Tank, you should be stoked. You just got that job at that Toyota dealership. You're going to be making tons of fucking bank, dude.
Dude, seriously, I'm not capping when I say, like, you're a stud, man. And, like, you're, like, hot. Like, I'm not gay or whatever, but I will tell you right now, Tank, like, you're a hot guy. Like, that, and that's not cap.
Yeah, well, a girl did swipe left to me today on Tinder.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's go!
Bet that.
Exactly. Dude, see, exactly. That's why you should drink as heavily as you can tonight and black out. And we're all going to record you.
Who has the state college experience? Can anyone back up what we're describing? Lauren, is it, are we 9 out of 10, 8 out of 10?
I would say so.
She would say 10. Yeah, she said we're nailing it.
A flawless 10. I love it, dude.
Flawless 10, bro.
I love it. The dovetail hair thing really does fuck me up, though. I don't understand that. Man.
That's the... Lauren's cackling over here.
Right?
Can we get some state school dreamboats up here? I just want to see, you know.
There's got to be some kind of dreamboat.
I think that's what Mark Zuckerberg wanted to call it at first, but he got made fun of by the Winklevosses, so...
I thought that he was calling it like whore book or something like that, wasn't he?
What?
No, I thought the whole thing with Zuckerberg at first was that he started the website because it was like you do hot or
not.
Yeah,
it was.
At least that's what they said in the movie. Yeah. So that's probably, that's what I was saying. It was whore book.
Do you remember ratemypoo.com?
Yeah. Is
that still up? Is it still running?
It probably is.
That's got to be one of the last relics of late 90s internet. Ratemypoo.com.
I feel like that's evolved somehow into, I feel like WikiFeed is like a successor to that.
Ah, yeah, you're right. You're right.
Because at least, because on WikiFeed, you rate people's feet, right? Yeah. Are you on WikiFeed?
Redirects now.
To what?
To ratemypussy.com.
Oh, what?
I don't think I can show that. Okay.
What happened?
You didn't hear it, but Luke goes, it redirects to ratemypussy.com. And then he goes, I don't think I can show that. And then Ovi goes, okay.
That is pretty good.
Damn it. Oh man.
What do you think they're trying to say with that redirect, dude? There's some subliminal messaging.
You think it is? I thought it was like a generational thing. Like the time for poo is over. Now it's time to focus on, I don't know, vaginas.
Yeah, maybe. I'm still trying to process everything that's happened in the last 5 minutes.
Anyway. Rate my poo. What were we talking about before? Rate my poo.
College guys mostly, I think.
Yeah, I was trying to get some fucking state school dreamboats. We should redirect rate my poo to stateschooldreamboats.com.
I like...
What the fuck is this? I'm also remembering Hunter can't see this. You put in Google state school dreamboat guys, and we just have a book. The fuck is that movie, Dreamboat?
I want to read that book.
Yeah. Yeah.
Delaware Dreamboat?
Yeah, it's something about that book. I think it's pretty informative. I'd like to know more.
States of Love, Delaware Dreamboat, a spicy, grumpy sunshine rescue romance featuring a bad boy hero and a heroine with amnesia. What?
What?
Bro is vascular. Bro's got some veins on him. Good God.
There you go, Hunter.
There.
Use that slang. Use that slang. Bro got some veins.
I like that you can't see his face all the way. Yeah. I do like how that's supposed to be a sexy thing, is when you can't see somebody's eyes and it's just their mouth. Yeah. And it's like, he's sexy.
Ovi, as a representative for all women in the world, speaking on behalf of all women in the world.
Ever.
When you see like these giant croissant looking guys, is it like...
What does that mean?
Yeah.
What does that mean? Croissant.
Like dudes who are on like steroids and like juice to the gills. What is your general impression of that? Like a Sam Sulek, you know, just like...
Oh, Sam Sulek or this guy?
Let's go with both.
This is like a Logan Paul. This is like a Logan Paul build.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that Abercrombie and Fitch little Twinkie boy there. So sexy. So
Hunter,
tiny.
We asked Ovi.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Hunter getting all carried away on the microphone. Fuck.
Wait, what does that top deal say? Tenacious amputee nanny versus arrogant single dad? Why is that there? Is that another book? Look at that. No small bet. A grumpy single dad / nanny romance, the brothers of Callaway Creek, the McQuaids. There's some people in the world who know what that means, who like can connect that title. Oh my God, it's the brothers of Callaway Creek. Oh, Jesus Christ. The McQuaids. Oh, wow.
Keep this. Where? What? I want this. I'm curious about this. Yeah, here we go.
Especially not with the virgin amputee who actually became his nanny during an elevator mishap. This is awesome. There's a hardcover of this book, dude. Hawk McQuaid is not the guy who stays. He doesn't do relationships. Especially not with the virgin amputee who actually became his nanny during an elevator mishap. But he's wound himself around my heart. And it's the last place he should be. He'll hurt me. It's not even a question of if, it's when. That sounds, well, first off, that's definitely a threat. He'll hurt me. It's not even a question of if, I will hit you. And there's nothing you can do because you're an amputee. Because hearts like his don't love. They destroy. Awesome.
Damn.
I guess this is still kind of the same question, though, for Ovi. Oh, they actually have bits of the book here? No small bed. Oh, my God. The doorbell rings. I ignore it and roll over my bed. Nobody I know is stupid enough to come to my house this early. Wow, what a fucking ditzy bitch. Just when I doze off again, the pounding of the
front door. Can I not get the director's cut? Can you please read this to me? Can you just do my audiobook right now so I can get one off?
It mimics the throbbing in my head. I'm no stranger to hangovers, but at least I have the luxury of sleeping them off whenever I need. Hawk! Someone screams loudly enough to reach my bedroom at the back of the house. Sitting up. Wait, is this the amputee? How is she doing all this? How is she rolling over and sitting up and stuff?
It didn't say what she doesn't have, dude. She just might not have a foot.
Yeah. I curse the sharp pain behind my eyes. Someone better have fucking died. I say to no one as I pulled on wrinkled sweatpants that lie in a ball next to my bed. Gross, dude. It makes it sound like they're like piss ridden, doesn't it?
No, it's
just feels like they're wet, like a wet ball of cloth.
Yeah.
Who else would say that? Like a ball. Whatever. I check the time. 7:09 a.m. Too goddamn early. And on Monday, everyone at work knows not to expect me on Monday mornings. If I decide to go and work on Monday, it's always in the afternoon. Same with Fridays, as far as I'm concerned. The weekend start on Thursday, and I don't end until I say the end. The weekend start on Thursday and don't end until I say they end. God, this person's insufferable. Holy shit. Ambling my way to the front door. Here we go. I squint, which hurts like a mother. Like a motherfucker. I wish you would have put that. To keep out the morning light, steaming through the massive picture windows in my great room. I stopped and peek at my newly constructed pool. Oh my God. I stop and peek at my newly constructed pool. What job does she have, dude?
Bro, you've got one page of this amputee woman and you fucking despise her.
She's the worst. As a starter, I do not feel sympathetic. First off, she's like, God, I'm waking up and I'm hungover. I'm an alcoholic. Also, I'm having to walk through my mansion and see my newly constructed pool. And I have my little piss panties on. Then I'm walking, and hobbling or rolling or doing whatever the fuck she's doing to the front door. All right. Well, and you know what's the sad thing is that I'm going to buy this on hardcover. I'm going to read it.
Kit, can we do a book review on this one?
I don't see why not.
Yeah.
I want to know who Samantha Crispin.
Yeah, there you go. Ovi, yeah. Add to cart, 2 copies. This is the one we're reading. You know what?
Samantha Christie, I want to read all of these books. Look at these.
No, we have to. Two episodes.
This is a new book, too. This came out this year.
All right, wait. No.
Samantha Christie does not stop writing. She's like Stephen King.
This takes 4 to 5 weeks to ship. We just got to get digital copies. That's some bullshit. But can you order one for the set?
Will get the hardcover.
Yeah.
I will get the hardcover. If anything, I'm going to go to Barnes & Noble after this, and I'm going to see if they have it.
Yeah.
Point me to the Samantha Christie aisle. They're just like, oh, God, it's on the fourth floor. Fourth floor? It's all her fucking, all the books.
Bro.
Unlikely date. Also, I like how they always say, like, a grumpy this. No simple, like, the un...
Is she AI? Unlikely she have, date like, there. Instagram? A grumpy is she, like, a real person, or is this a made-up...
Dude, is Samantha Christie? Yeah, Samantha Christie's fucking real, dude. Definitely. Samantha Christie writes sexy contemporary romance novels. Her series tied together so you'll enjoy seeing characters. Oh! So see, if you enjoy one book, they're all interconnected. How do you like Texas Orchids down there? See, now this kind of goes back to the point. Ovi, is this a...
Okay. She's real.
Oh, wow, she's a dreamboat.
Bro. We got to get her on.
Oh my God, yes, girl. She has a blue hurricane.
Oh, dude, look at her inspiration right there. Look at that.
Ooh, I like that guy. Holy shit. This is Gustav.
Yep.
Mr. Christie and I are spending the day in Coco K. Oh my God, is that Cody Co in the background? Cruising is my happy place. What's your happy place? Royal Caribbean. Oh God, she's doing cruises? Dude, you're an author.
She's
have more respect for yourself. Oh, look at this, though. I love this Instagram. Her husband, he's like, I am a tech billionaire from Germany, from the Deutschland. Office romance, age gap, single mom. Look at that post with
That's
her
what
man.
I'm looking at.
Samantha Christie, you dog.
Shout out to Britney. Yo, look at so, Britney singing. So I love beautiful. This.
I love this. And she's verified 11 weeks ago.
She loves it.
Our story, our tropes. God damn.
Yeah, man.
Hey, the boys better watch out rolling through this. You might get a little chubbed up. You gotta watch out rolling through that Instagram. There's all kissing and smooching.
I
on
just
that.
Want to ask her what her inspo was for the amputee story.
My sister. What if she just responded?
Yeah, just dark as hell.
My goddamn sister.
So yeah, Ovi, back to the question.
I love this, dude.
I was just trying to tie it back. Yeah, you were going to give an opinion.
I think that Sam Sulek, when I look at him, I get scared.
In what?
How?
Yeah, in what sense?
Dare you?
Well, it doesn't look like a real person. Like, I mean, I get kind of not, like, I don't like, this might be mean, but I don't like blood and stuff. And so when I look at someone that big, like, I look at his leg and I see a chicken. So it's just, like, too much.
The gentle giant himself. What a man.
All right.
I love his snapback like Hunter, though.
It's crazy that I looked exactly like this when I was 21, too. Yeah. We have a lot in common.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I do have a cartoon of Sam coming out this Sunday.
Oh, baby. Did you go with the alt ending that we discussed?
We never talked about anything. You never called me, dude.
Shut the fuck up, dude. When I see you, dude, I'm going to start recording everything we do so I can just fucking invalidate every little thing you try to
do. I'm shooting a feature next year.
What?
Already, I almost have a script written and everything, dude. I'm making moves right now.
Let's go, bro. Are you going to self-finance? Or are you talking to... Yeah, oh, yeah. Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm self-financing. I'm all the ads that I've been doing, all the small, and this is what people don't understand. I'm a little sneaky dog this, dude. All the sponsors I've been doing on my YouTube channel, I take that money and I'm putting that into my movie. So all the sponsors you see me do, I'll take anything. That's why I tell people I'll sell anything. I don't give a fuck what it is.
Well,
do you need to hit your child more? If it's a service like that, I'll be like, cool, dude, what's the budget? It's all in hopes to just get this fucking, to get this movie up and going. And I don't have to ask for anybody's funding. I don't have to like go through anybody who like, you know, well, we're funding this movie and you can't do X, Y, and Z. It's going to be fucking crazy. There's going to be tons of practical effects. It's going to be like, basically, I'm trying to meld the things I love about like A24 art house douchey up their own ass films that are like great stories mixed in with like 80s horror schlock like Reanimator and Fright Night and all these other movies, and I want to combine those and like see if you can't merge those audiences and those loves I have for them, and it's gonna be sick. But yeah, no, I'm shooting that shit next
Can
year.
I say something that's kind of wild.
What's going to be wild that you're going to say, dude?
Not wild, but it's just more evidence that our periods are synced up, you know, that we're like this. Literally this morning, because of the scenes I shot, my buddy Nima, like my go-to DP, he was like, dude, you got to convert this into a feature. And I realized I have so much stuff that wasn't in the special that the scenes and the structure are already kind of there. So I was just talking this morning about converting like those like four scenes, like doing the full thing as a feature. And I basically...
Well, it's coming from a very intimate place. So you definitely could just write a fucking full, you know, 100, like 90 minute movie if you wanted to out of it.
Yeah. And I like decided literally this morning that I'm going to do it. But hearing you say that you want to go after it, I think it'd be really crazy and fun if next year we both, you know, put our fucking, like, if we made it our thing, that we're both going to tick this box. And by the end of the year next year, I don't know. I think that'd be a crazy thing to follow through on the podcast. If we're kind of like talking about our experiences together and separately making these big projects.
Ooh. I mean, I like that. I like that goal. I do like it too, because when we inevitably something happens and we fail, people will hold it over our heads for years.
Yeah, that'll be good though. That'll be good though.
That'll be nice though. No, I seriously, I have every intention of, I think we said like looking at the shoot, it was going to be like a 20-day shoot or something. Okay. It was going to be kind of long, but I think it was just because some of the practicals we were going to do, I think require more setup time.
Yeah.
And stuff. So I think with like your thing, God, you'd probably like what? You could probably shoot something like if it's simple, like not well, with like less effects and crazy shit, you could probably do a shoot in like a week.
or something like that.
Yeah, if you're being like really aggressive. I actually remember this like really great quote by Michael Shannon. He was just, it's an obvious thing, but someone was asking him like,
what's the difference between big productions and indie films?
Because he did that film. Did you ever watch Take Shelter? Did you ever watch that movie? That's a fun one. I feel like there's a scene in there that you would appreciate. But he basically was like, it's the same job. It's just less time. And he was talking about how indie films kind of feel more special because, or I forget if he was saying this. I don't know. Maybe I'm pulling this from somewhere else. But basically, somewhere along the way, I've heard like indie films can feel better and more special because like you don't have infinite budget and you can't just retake shit. And so there is like this lightning in the bottle feel when you execute a project with less. And so, yeah, I don't know. I guess I say that to say, I think with this script, if I did it, yeah, I think I could do it in like 2 weeks or something because it is pretty straightforward. And it would really just come down to the casting. Cause yeah, the world that I'd be building is not, it's not grand. It's simple. So, and I think it's like a good first project to tackle because you know me, dude, I overthink fucking everything and it's probably better if I just,
I think everybody does. Yeah. Might as well just be like, fuck it. I'm shooting from my hip.
Yeah.
I'm doing that. Cause the idea works. You've been performing it forever. It's just about like structuring it out. The only thing that's what I'm nervous about too is casting. I don't know about, I've never done that shit. I'm so new to the world of live
acting. I have I know you have your people obviously, but I have like a couple really awesome executive producers that have like come through for me on casting every time. And I can set you up with them because they don't have to be like producing the project, but even if you just want to chat with them to have them connect you with these casting director services or these casting directors that they use. They know some great people, man.
Yeah. Moral of the story is we're making movies. We're not going to bore you with all the schematics of, you know, blah, blah,
hold
blah.
Hold on.
You know,
what is this?
If we make the fucking movie.
Fucked up situation I'm looking at right now. Why the fuck is Harry in our studio?
Oh, he's in an LA wedding.
Oh.
Did you think I was like recording in another room?
No. I just thought Harry's about to walk up and just do something crazy on your behalf.
Yeah, Harry is here to take a piss on the set right now. Harry, go ahead and take the piss.
Yeah,
now,
Harry,
man.
Go ahead and drop that shit. Drop trowel and take a big shit. That would, man, Harry, you look beautiful from right here. Can I say that? Yeah, you're welcome, dude. So you heard it here first, folks. We're gonna tackle our features next year.
Yeah, if the movies come out, you can see them. If not, yeah. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, it would be really great if, dude, like on January 14th, you're like, yeah, it went bad. We're gonna joke about sex novels for the rest of the year. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm just gonna do that. Much easier. I can sleep at night. All right.
Well, yeah, dude. But yeah, go watch the special.
Set on your calendars. What time does it go up? What's the exact
October
time?
October 24th. I think I'm going to drop it, I don't know, noon or 2 o'clock or something. We'll see. It'll be up there.
Nice.
It'll be up there.
Be refreshing your pages all day.
Yeah, just be refreshing your pages all day.
Watch the special 5 times.
Yeah. Yeah, can you please do the Justin Bieber for me and like play it on all your devices, let it run for an hour long. Put it on fucking airplane TVs, you know.
Girl, you got that yummy, 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 yummy.
Treat my
Yeah, babe, yeah, babe, yeah, babe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, dude, stop showing off. Stop showing off. We get it. You have a good voice, man. We get it.
All right, man, we done?
Come on, man. Wouldn't it be great if we just did another hour where we talk about our craft?
I got a script to write, dude. I can't be spending time doing all this chicken shit bullshit, dude.
Right.
Daddy's got work.
Oh. Dad? Dad?
I set it up and you knocked it out, Dad? Dude. Dad? You didn't pick me up, Dad.
You didn't pick me up, Dad.
This is the kind of jokes you're going to be hearing on the special. Special
yeah.
Tomorrow. Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah. Thanks. It'll be fucking awesome if I start promoting my special and you're like... Yeah, no, he's got one coming out, so that's awesome.
He's got a gun out there. Hey, keep your head above water is all I got to say, buddy.
Yeah, man, we'll talk next week. We'll see how you feel.
Yeah, it'd be all right. How about we don't talk about it now? We'll talk about it after its reception, right?
Well, me and Hunter are going to the Formula One race this weekend, so you can expect Hunter and I to talk exclusively about sports next week. So,
I hope it's that. I need it to be that eventful, dude. I hope it's chock full of stories.
It might be, or it may not. It may just be like a lot of me being like, whoa, did you see the red one just go? And Hunter's like, damn, this kid's a fucking idiot.
All right. Yeah. As long as it's loud and fast, and if there's alcohol, I should be all
right. Yeah. There's definitely going to be alcohol. We'll be good.
Yeah. It'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a good time.
All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. We love you. I love you so much.
I don't.
I think you're the greatest listener on earth. You in your car right now. You're my special listener.
You're all right. Yeah, you're all right. You did okay.
I think you're beautiful.
Uggos, uglies, uggos. Listen to this podcast, dude.
I think you're everything that God intended you to be, which is perfect.
I think you could do more.
I think you're doing everything you need to in this life.
I think you've really cut short.
Yeah, no, I'm on Hunter's side. You were a mistake. Your mom should have swallowed you. Okay, all right.
Bye, everyone. Bye. Bye, 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 bye.